say bailout in Italian?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The European Union's been busy today trying to save beleaguered banks there. Cash infusions, loan guarantees, rescue packages worth hundreds of billions of euros and separate plans. Countries include Germany, Britain, Spain, and Italy. In Italy, that includes deposit guarantees, similar to what we've done here in the States. By the way, the Italian word for bailout or rescue, salvataggio. Grazie. Around the world, 2008 has been a terrible year for takeovers and mergers. A record number of deals were cancelled. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
The public won't shed a tear, but cancelled deals do make investment bankers suffer. All that work and then no fees to show for it. That happened a lot over the past year. 1,300 mergers and takeovers fell through, $900 billion worth. The main reason? The credit crunch. Lenders were less willing to finance a corporate spending spree. John Foley is with the financial website Breaking Views. He says investment bankers may have something to look forward to next year.
The hope is that in 2009, companies will get into distress and look to buy each other or merge with each other or be bought out of bankruptcy. So lots of bankers are now planning defensive or distressed deals, and that's the hope for fees next year.
That may not improve the popularity of the bankers. In one recent poll, 58% of Britons said that bankers were mostly to blame for the economic crisis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Some reports are due out today highlighting the American economic fallout. One report already out, the nation's gross domestic product fell at an annual rate of 0.5%. That matches what was predicted. We're also set to hear some real estate numbers for November. For new home sales, the Commerce Department report is expected to show a drop. And for existing home sales, the National Association of Realtors report will likely show, well, you guessed it, another decline. On to the sad music. Asian markets were down. The Nikkei was closed for business today. European markets are higher, but just a little bit, by less than 1%. The Dow lost a fraction of 1% yesterday, about 59 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 shed about 2% each. Thought it was a tough time for people who lost their jobs or lost their retirement plans. Professional athletes are taking a hit, too. And some are selling their prized possessions. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
ChampionshipRings.net is a kind of high-end pawn shop for down-and-out sports stars. The site sells their jewel-studded finger candy to wealthy collectors. Tim Robbins owns ChampionshipRings.net. He says the identities of the athletes are revealed to buyers, but no one else.
Their ring could be purchased for between $25,000 to even over $50,000, and that kind of money can help them definitely be able to save their house or help them get through these financial crises.
Robin says he'll sell 1,200 rings this year. That's 50% more than last year.
We get calls every day from so many different players that are needing to sell their rings, and every one of them is different. They're all heartbreaking why they have to get rid of them.
Robin's most expensive sale was a 2005 Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl ring.
The ring is just bling bling, diamonds and enameling and 14-karat yellow gold. It's monstrous.
It sold for $70,000. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Whatever the economic numbers point to, it looks like at least one private equity firm is doing some holiday shopping. The firm, backed by rocker Bono and others, just announced it was adding to its already hefty backing of smartphone maker Palm. Elevation Partners says it will commit $100 million to the maker of Trio phones. Now, last year, Elevation bought a 0.25% stake in the company. Unfortunately, the news hasn't been good for Palm. It reported a net loss of more than $500 million for its second quarter. Revenues were down, and the company blames a huge tax charge.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
Well, it's not much of a stretch that in a down economy, crime goes up. People become desperate, or people become jerks. The New York Times reports shoplifting arrests are up by as much as 20% over last year. You could steal something online and not go to jail. In the quest to save a buck or two this holiday season, we check out one place that's hot. Here's Cash Peters.
The website's called propertyroom.com. Imagine eBay only selling stolen goods.
as well as lost property, stuff used as evidence in court, everything from computers to boats. It's very exciting. Harry Brockman runs it.
All of this property comes from both police and sheriff's departments across the country.
You see, I imagine that initially all the police just took this stuff home. Wow, stolen video recorder. I need one of those. And next thing, it's in their living room.
Oh, actually, they have very, very tight controls on it and to avoid just that kind of thing.
Or is that just PR? Do they really take it home?
Oh, no, they don't.
Shocking. Small items like jewelry arrive every day in the mail in little envelopes.
You know, it's sort of like a treasure hunt. You don't know until you open it what's going to be inside of it. In this case, it's simply a token.
A subway token. What a letdown. But here's the thing. It could just as easily be a gold watch or a valuable painting. Jerry Fernandez is the general manager.
We've had a photograph of President Kennedy. One of the guys didn't really know who Kennedy
who President
was.
Kennedy was. Oh, it's easy, isn't it, to forget sure. Those kind of people.
It came up on the auction. Somebody won it, and they got a pretty good penny for it.
And the best bit? Everything starts at a dollar. A dollar, that's all. Best sellers are tools, electronics, and bikes, but they also have stuff they can't even identify.
There was an item that had two globes with a metal pipe between them. It was all silver. We have no idea what it was, other than that it was silver. We described it, we took a picture of it, we put it on the site, and it sold for $230, and we still don't know what it was.
Well, what did you describe it as?
A silver item.
Oh, what's this?
It's a samurai sword.
Oh, wow, it really is.
We get hundreds of these.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There are now hundreds of samurais having to fight with their fists.
Ha. Isn't this great, though? In these ghastly economic times with the holidays here, I bet a lot of people are going to be bidding for stuff on propertyroom.com.
Your kid wants a bike. You can't afford $70, but you can afford $20 to fulfill the wish that your child had. It's certainly worth it then, isn't it?
You just tell them Santa's cheap.
Well, they have to learn sometime. In City of Industry, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
You can join us online at marketplace.org. Thanks for joining us here on the radio in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.